It's time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go. Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Wide 80, wide set.
Alex Smith from the shotgun from the Arizona 13. Alex to pass, looking, fires Chris Thompson, left side, 5, to the pylon, touchdown! Smith in the shotgun, fires it off to Jordan Reed, stretches his arm across the goal line, and it's a Redskins touchdown. What a play!
Hello, everybody. Man, I wish we would have had some of those calls this last weekend.
No additional highlights, man.
I know. That's a bummer. It's happened. I mean, I was hopeful that we were never going to have to do one of these after a loss. Here it is. So, that's the NFL. I mean, 1 week you're, it's amazing. And the next week you get punched in the face. So, how you guys doing?
It was quick. Doing the same as you, kind of. You know, when you come to work here, you're part of the vibe and you're here every day.
It's week to week.
I was really surprised. I don't know. I guess you're working so hard during the game. I mean, you probably don't have an emotion of surprise.
Uh-huh.
But what was your emotion, do you think? Could you just keep...
I was surprised. I felt really great heading into the game. I thought we had a great plan. I thought we had a great beat for what they were doing and we're going to do, I guess. Felt really good about a lot of our matchups. And it's funny. I mean, I still feel like that, having watched the film and digested it. I just look bad. I mean, we did some uncharacteristic stuff in key situations. I mean, it was like every drive, somebody did something, right? With this position group one time, this guy one time. I mean, everybody had a hand in it. And third down, short yardage. Every time we got something going, we crossed the 50, we'd get a rhythm, and then boom.
There was no momentum. It was just like anytime you got close to really picking up some momentum, it was one way or another, it got taken away from you.
Yeah, it was tough film to watch, I think, because of that. There were so many self-inflicted things, I think things that we, like I said, uncharacteristic, that we're capable of doing. We're better. We're better than that. But nonetheless, I mean, you don't get second chances. You don't get a second crack at it. We've got to take our medicine a little bit and improve on it. I mean, we've got to use it constructively. I mean, this early in the year, you got to build on this and kind of move forward.
When people say, you got to run the ball, and during a game it doesn't happen, what evolves then?
Yeah, I mean, there's such a fine line, right, between I think being patient sometimes with run game, being hard-headed though sometimes. You're too late in the game, you realize maybe, hey, let's switch gears. Those are a little bit above my pay grade with those decisions. that's Cav and Kevin and Jay obviously all kind of making those decisions. The hard part was there was so much. I mean, those guys didn't get out of cover two. Seemed like the whole day, and you feel like a lot of times you should be able to run the ball versus it. I think in hindsight, I mean, maybe it's the style of the run game a little bit. Maybe those guys were big up front, big inside, and hindsight, maybe we could have done some different things from a scheme standpoint in the run game.
Yeah, that was a lot of the reaction. It seemed like especially once Indy got the lead, they sat back. And obviously Chris ends up with, 13 catches. And it seemed like a lot of response was, and the response we're getting from, we'll get to your questions later, is just like, why didn't you take more shots? But, obviously it's not that simple.
They weren't going to give up the big play, especially in the second half. Very, very clearly, we're going to play back. I think they felt good about the way the game was going and their matchups up front. And we're going to make us march it and drive it. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, anytime we had a negative play, though, and he got off schedule, and all of a sudden you got into some of these, like, second and 12s, and then that put us into third and, mediums. Like, you got to continue to keep converting those. And like I said, I felt like every time we got going across the 50, we get into the high red or something, we'd have a hiccup. We didn't convert. We didn't stay on schedule and cost us big time.
Rigo has a podcast too. First cross promotion of another podcast.
There we go.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
But we talked to him, and he gave me something very thought provoking, which I was kind of thinking myself. You know, after what we saw in Arizona, and knowing that was your first game as a Redskins quarterback, and I remember you saying, "I better be ready week one." Jay said, "You better be week." You guys were ready week one.
Yeah.
But it caused me to think, maybe personally for me, I had a false feeling of what it's going to take for this offense to really get going, because it was only one game.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I said, oh, man, this is great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I guess from my own personal thinking that, you know, you need to let this offense, need to let you. I know you want to come out of the box right away.
Yeah.
You have to, because it's the NFL. But we do have to kind of say that this is all still new.
It is. And I think the great thing is that we're so multiple. I mean, we could do a lot. I mean, we can do a lot in the run game, a lot in the pass game. I mean, there's not really an aspect of offense that we don't have in, and I think that's a strength of ours, and I think will be a big strength of ours. I do think with that a little bit, sometimes it is week to week, your identity is going to kind of meander a little bit, and I think it's the ability to find it, mm-hmm. right, and get to it. And I felt like we didn't necessarily get that, and still kind of figuring that out along the way. And I think that will change week to week based on, you know, matchups and schemes and all those things that play into that. I felt like, and certainly from an execution standpoint, us up front, I mean, we all over the board, like I said, I felt like every position group, myself included, we all had our turn. We all had our turn of doing it in a critical situation. And when that happens, it's just not good enough. I mean, we all got to play better.
Triple option, though. We saw that. I
mean, we did see that. Yeah.
You wish you had held it?
You know, it was a funny look. I was waiting for my pitch key, you know, and then there wasn't one there. So I figured, hey, man, I'll kick this to Chris.
That was a great play by Chris.
Let him get the yards. Yeah. It was a great play. Ended up being a positive play for us. Hopefully something we can, same thing, learn from. I love doing that stuff here and there. I love the wrinkle, making them honor me. I feel like defenses have to respect that and prepare for it. So, you know, that's part of the deal, though. You got to build that trust that the ball's not going to go on the ground. You know, that it is safe, that you are trustworthy with it, and we got to continue to build that.
I'm looking at that thing, man. That's a big hole over there for you.
Yeah, no. I
mean, like, could
have got some more rush yards.
Could have gotten more rush yards
yeah.
there. But you know, you get your running back as your leading receiver.
Yeah.
And I think you were the second leading rusher. Might have been you. I mean,
yeah.
What'd you learn? I mean, because, you know, even from a game that went sideways, you probably have some things you picked up.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime in that second half, when you're down multiple scores, like I said, they're going to play soft and make you march it. I mean, you end up with Chris having double-digit catches, and you end up with scramble runs, and obviously you're getting away from the run, the run game. I just think the first three quarters, you know, when it was still a one-score game, you can take every third down almost or pick a, you know, playing a drive and a negative play. I mean, there was just something critical that happened that got us off schedule, and we weren't able to overcome it. We didn't make the plays, you know, when we had to make them. And we have to learn from it. We got to take, like I said, I mean, you do need to take your medicine a little bit from that, you know, and get better from it and move on.
All right, let's take a second to talk about Koch Industries. When two teams collide on the gridiron, there can only be one winner, but in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch strives to create innovations that help improve life while also taking a stand for equal rights and opportunity for all. See the inspiring real stories for yourself at kochchallenge.com. Also, is your heating system ready for colder weather? An annual heating system tune-up from ARS Rescue Router will help to make sure your system is working properly and efficiently to keep you warm and save you money on your heating costs. Schedule your annual heating system tune-up today with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. That's right, only $59, but do it fast. This outstanding special ends soon. ARS Rescue Router, heating, cooling, and plumbing, making it work, making it right. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Redskins Recon with Alex Smith.
We're going forward.
Everybody's going to take their licks in this game. It's not easy. And I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving in all aspects. I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase.
That's a good soundbite this week.
For this week?
Yeah. Hey, heard you know, it. Before we look forward, as Doug Williams says, I something hit me as I was leaving the stadium, and it caused me to think about a question I heard in the meeting here about players, guys like you. How do you unwind after a game, and what happens? And I happened to see Trent Williams with his kids.
Yep.
And his kids were wearing sequined 71 outfits.
Nice.
And Sandra was there too, and I saw them walking away. I know he got a little banged up in that game, and it was definitely a downer, but it seemed to me that just seeing him with his kids, man, this is how you stay straight. I didn't see your kid. I did see him down the tunnel, but I was leaving. You weren't out yet, and I saw Elizabeth over there, and I said, you know, this is really it's a unique situation for a person to go from what you went through to, I mean, here's your family, and they're, it's unconditional with them.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
And I think every player needs to have something to help them have balance, especially in the season. The stress levels, physically and mentally, for all of us. We play once a week. Each game is that's what makes the game so great.
Yeah.
The magnitude of every game is huge. Huge. I mean, this is not like baseball and basketball where you get 80, 100 games. I mean, this is the magnitude of every game, the stress level of every week is big, and it obviously mounts towards game day. For me, probably a lot like Trent, my family now has kind of helped me with that. You come out of the locker room post game. I mean, my boys are 7 and 5. My daughter's 2. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're pumped to see you. They do understand winning and losing, but you know what I'm saying? They see dad. They're having fun. They loved it. They want to go run out on the. They want to go play on the field after the game. I mean, that's what the biggest thing they're asking me. I mean,
well, you know. You as a young guy too. I mean, you didn't have a lot of success there to start. Yeah. I mean, how did you deal with it then?
It's hard. It was harder for me, I guess, right. Is what I'm saying. It's easier now with a family. Because like, you have no choice. My kids don't care. They don't. I mean, you know, when I was young, it was much easier to wallow in the loss, you know, in that stuff sometimes, and it's harder to get out of it. For me, I think, and then obviously time and playing through things, it's just not healthy. And like I said, I do think it's important to be critical of yourself, to come in. We all have to have self-analysis. We all need to get better. And then a little bit, you do have to flush it and move forward. Mm-hmm. You know, and move on to the next week, redirect your focus where it needs to be. You know, I think a critical part of all this is being able to eliminate distractions, and anything lingering from the week prior, once you've got into the work week, isn't beneficial for you. So, but yeah, my family certainly helps with that. My kids help with that. But like I said, when I was young, it was almost harder for me.
Yeah. Did you think I was a stalker when I yelled at you across the parking
lot? No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. Snapped up. Who's yelling at me?
Yeah.
From the parking lot, I looked over, saw Larry in his car.
Well, we had him covered then because he was about to run out.
I wasn't stalking him.
He was about to run out right before the game starts, and the smoke's coming into the tunnel, and you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And so Alex turns around and looks behind him, and there I am standing with a phone, standing right behind him.
This was in the parking lot.
We had him covered all day long.
And you know what? This was before. This was last Friday, Saturday.
You saw him away from the game.
Yeah,
the grocery store run for both of us. And Larry shouted at me from across the way.
I went, "Hey!" And it's like, and he had, your son was with you. And he's like, who's this person? I'm like, "Hi." It's like, and you know what? You never know who you're going to see in that parking lot. General Colin Powell was there not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm in line there one day. I ain't going to say where it is, but I'm in line there one day, and I turn around, standing behind me is Max Scherzer. He lives down the street from you. He lives down the street.
That's the word I hear, down the street from me.
Yeah, he's got a nice spot. He's got a nice spot.
I bet.
Is that kind of deal?
Yeah. So you got Green Bay this week.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, do you ever get mistaken for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. I thought this might come up. Yeah, that's happened. It's happened once or twice in my life, in my career. It's funny. I mean, we played against each other in college. Obviously, the same draft class. I think we're forever kind of
people tied together.
And over the years, we've become actually pretty good buddies. And if we are ever in the same place, you can bet on it that I'm not sure how much it is both ways, but I definitely get a lot of the Aaron thing if we're both in the same place. You know, we both play in that Tahoe golf tournament in the summer, and I get a lot of Aaron. If I'm at like Super Bowl week around, you know, I get mistaken quite a bit.
Howard tipped me to that.
Yeah, we have a kind of a running thing every time Aaron and I. It's kind of like, can we one up each other on a good story about who mistakenly, you know, especially people in the NFL. It's crazy how many people in the NFL, former players, coaches. I mean, and it's, yeah.
You guys don't look that alike.
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. An NFL player, a coach, I mean, a fan, but a player, a coach, that's
yeah, like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he and I have lots of stories. I probably don't want to name any names on here, but lots of stories of prominent people totally mistaking us for each other.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit more about the Packers and also a lot of questions for you this week, sir.
All right.
Let's talk about Virginia Lottery. Everybody's playing to get to the big game. It's the ultimate goal. The game of games, the hottest ticket in town. It's the Virginia Lottery's Win a Spin live show. 8 lucky winners of the Win a Spin Scratcher will get the chance to spin the big prize wheel to win a guaranteed $100,000 to $500,000, and they'll get to do it live at Virginia Lottery headquarters. So if you want to get to the big game, the Big Wheel live show, here's what you have to do. Scratch the Win a Spin Scratcher to find a spin code that you'll enter online. If your online code reveals a Big Wheel message, you've made it. You're going to Lottery headquarters to spin the Big Wheel in front of a live audience on Facebook. Oh, and you're also spinning to win a guaranteed $100,000 to $500,000. If you want the glory, you have to get off the bench, get your touchdown dance ready, and visit your local lottery retailer and ask for the Win a Spin Scratcher today. Top prize odds and Win a Spin are 1 in 918,000.
Time for Q's for the QB.
Are there any questions?
Be curious. Not suspicious.
Any questions?
Question things. Ask.
Come on, guys. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
So I had a conversation with Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan, who I'm sure you know pretty well now. And he stopped me yesterday before Jay talked. He goes, man, I'm so jealous, you guys. Alex is so different on the podcast. And he even mentioned in the first episode about the press conferences.
Yeah.
How he treats them differently.
Yeah.
And I was like, well...
That's funny. So that people are listening.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes.
All right.
Well, you know what? you are who you are. That's going to draw a crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It comes with the territory.
Especially in this town. They always talk about, you know, starting quarterback, you know, being, what is it, second most important person in D.C.?
Heard that saying before.
Starting quarterback for the Redskins. That's an old one. How often have you heard Mr. Smith goes to Washington, though? You're too
Once
young
or twice.
To even know what that is, right?
I do know the movie.
You do know the movie?
I do know the movie.
Who starred that movie?
It's
Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart now. You guys' collective ages aren't as old as Jimmy Stewart was, but...
My mom made us watch It's a Wonderful Life every Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah,
Mr. Yeah. Smith goes to Washington. Yeah. There's something down the road for you there.
Yeah.
All right, cues for the QB. And mentioned there's a lot.
Bring
thanks for everyone for participating. First one is, Alex, why don't you throw the ball more than 10 yards?
And that is one person.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard.
A couple of
first
those.
Time I've heard that question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, it's a real question. I mean, I get it. Certainly, I felt like last week was unique in that sense. Just the way they played, but you touch on the football every single play. I have a huge responsibility to every one of my teammates, every coach, every trainer, everybody in this building, to handle that ball. Respect, you know, to be respectful with that football. Obviously, we got to go out and make plays and score points, and we got to score some touchdowns. And throwing the football is part of that. But at the same time, can't be careless, right? I mean, there's a lot of people working hard, sacrificing a lot, putting a lot of trust in my hands. You know, the other way, I mean, I think every game dictates that. Also, it doesn't hurt that we got really good tight ends and running backs. Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of times these guys are so good, they dictate the ball going to them. The matchups are so good. Like I said, this last week, man, I mean, they played cover two the entire second half. They were not going to give up a big play. I felt like I kept looking for it, kept hunting it up. You know, and it's a fine line, though. And certainly there, when you do get in the second half of games when you're down, there does come a point where you got to try to make a play, and you do maybe have to force a ball. So it's a fine line, you know, in hindsight, you know, you look at it and wonder what I could have done differently here and there, and could I have taken a shot here or there, you know, and that's the game you always play. But hopefully, you know, you recognize those opportunities when they're there and you got to hit them.
All right, Jay Martell asking, losses at home can be tough, but how are you going to bounce back from a home opening loss going into the next game against Green Bay?
Yeah, this is such a unique deal with our bye week so early. You know, we can go to our bye week 2-1 or 1-2. And those, I mean, it's for 3 weeks in, those are drastically different. And we're gonna go into that bye week with a much different taste in our mouth one way or another. And it's a big game. It's a big game this early. I mean, I hate saying that. I mean, they're all big games. They're all huge. It's week 3. We got a really good team coming in. Yeah, I mean, these are all enormous. This is the biggest game of the season right now for us.
Yeah, I mean, the bye is like a checkpoint usually. Yeah, miss yeah. Where are you at the bye?
Yeah.
And it's going to be 3 weeks in, which is weird but true.
Yeah. Do you have any feelings on that with the bye being early?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to overreact to anything. You know, this is like I said. I mean, every week they just mount. And this is the biggest game of the season thus far for us, and we got to with the week four bye. Yeah, I mean, nothing better. Every team in the NFL wants to win the game before the bye. Right. You know, you want to go into that week feeling good. You want to, you know, want to kind of take some momentum with you. It's always a checkpoint, like you said. And so, yeah, we got a big challenge this week. I mean, it's a very, very different defense. This is completely different than the defense we just played. I mean, they couldn't be more multiple. They play every coverage there is. They play 9 different personnel groupings on the defensive side of the ball. They're all over the place. Got our work cut out for us.
We've seen some weird calls,
yeah,
on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Does it change your feeling back there? I mean, I knew you're always protecting yourself. You're going to get hit. You know you're going to get hit. Has any of this changed your thinking at all, knowing they're throwing flags when apparently it's not even a penalty? I know you're the guy who's the quarterback who's getting hit. They're trying to protect you.
Yeah.
But have they gone too far with this stuff?
It's a great question. You know, forever the quarterback deal had kind of been you always talked about the strike zone, right, and kind of being knees to shoulders. It's kind of like a, you know, if you hit us below the knees in the pocket,
right,
it's the kind of the Tom Brady deal.
You're
afforded some protection there below your knees, and then the head, right? Anytime you got hit in the head, punched in the, you know,
neck,
that whole deal, you get a call. So really, kind of had this strike zone. Well, now, you know, you look at last week, some of the deals, if you hit a guy in the strike zone and drive him into the ground, this is the new rule this year. They're gonna call that for driving you into the ground. They want these guys to get to the side.
Rigo doesn't like floppers. He doesn't like floppers.
No, he being the actor, you don't want to you don't want to overact.
Yeah,
you know, you want to just subtle acting back there as a quarterback. I'm not too proud to say, yeah, occasionally I've tried to draw a call, you know, on the boundary or something. But yeah, it's weird. I'm glad I don't play defense right now. Mm-hmm. As these guys work through these new rules. You know, and I think they get them ironed out. There's a little bit of gray right now. It's hard for guys. That's just the way it is, though. These guys make the decisions to put these rules in, and the quarterback, they want to keep healthy.
One more.
All right, let's do one more. Matt Lynch, what was the biggest takeaway from last game for you?
I mean, I think just it's a great wake-up call, I think, for us as a team. The margin of winning and losing. I mean, and this is so cliche. I mean, and you never know what play it's going to be. I mean, it could be the third play of the game, 40th,
we talked about
or
that, yeah.
70th.
Yeah,
you don't know when the play is going to come. That all of a sudden you look back in hindsight and I was like, if I'd have just done my job here, this would have changed the game. And that's why you fight so hard and prepare so hard to be accountable, to hold up your end of the deal to your teammates every single play, because you don't know which critical play it's going to be. And the feeling is so great when you come back after a win and you look back and like, man, I made the play on these 3 plays. Right. And this helped us win, and there's no worse feeling to like, man, if I'd have done it differently on these 2 plays in hindsight, like it may have changed the game. Mm-hmm. And after a loss, there's probably 10 of us down there saying that, right? Like if I'd have just done it differently on these 2 plays, it could have helped us. And they weren't that big a play. It wasn't that big a thing, you know. It wasn't some crazy magic thing I had to pull out of a hat. It was just like doing your job.
A third down conversion.
Yeah, just doing your job. Yeah. And so I think. You're never going to play a patsy in the NFL. I mean, these weeks are tough every single week, and the details get magnified.
I'm going to leave you with this. My broadcast partner, Sonny Juergens, a Hall of Fame quarterback, said that a famous coach told him one time, coach's name was Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
And he brings him together. He says, gentlemen, this game's going to come down to 5 plays.
Yeah.
He says, unfortunately, I can't tell you which 5.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to play them all the same.
Yeah, exactly. It's the truth. It's the truth. And offense, defense, special teams, you don't know which critical deal it's going to be that changes a game. We're all fighting so hard, like I said, just to be accountable. Accountable to the other guys in the huddle, the guys on the sideline, everybody that's putting in time and sacrificing for us. So, yeah, it's part of the deal, though.
It's a good podcast today, huh?
I like it.
It's
the energy coming, even though it's a tough one coming off.
Yeah, you gotta be real.
Good energy.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll see you Sunday.
See you guys.
If you have atrial fibrillation, you know it can be difficult to treat successfully. Inova Heart and Vascular Institute in Fairfax is a leader in AFib treatment using specialized technology and expertise. This helps to more precisely target and treat rhythm irregularities that others could miss, helping to restore your heartbeat to normal. Give your heart the benefit of care. Visit InnovaHeart.org/AFib to learn more and to find an Inova physician. Inova. Join the future of health.
Who sat here? Your student? A peer? Your best friend? What did they grow up to be? A scientist? A nurse? An entertainer? Did you know it back then that they were made to stand out? Celebrate the extraordinary people made in Virginia Public Schools. Nominate a public school graduate for the Virginia Lottery's Made in Virginia Award. Details at madeinvirginia.com. Deadline October 12th. The Virginia Lottery. $9 billion to education. 30 years of fun.
All right, your Redskins 365 update for this Tuesday, September 18th. Redskins making one roster move yesterday as they waive wide receiver Jehu Chacon. And it looks like the Redskins will have to make some kind of roster move today to fill out the 53 as they are currently a man down. Keep it locked to Redskins.com. Also at Redskins on Twitter for any updates. Tomorrow, Redskins back at practice starting at 1 o'clock. Alex Smith will speak at noon to the press, and then Jay Gruden will speak to the media following practice that will start around 2:50. For more on the Alex Smith report and also Rigo the Diesel, check out redskins.com. Also, you can check out the full videos on YouTube. And then tomorrow, 26 Minutes with CP will be back at it. I'm sure Clinton will have some thoughts on Sunday's game.